the house that is along the N56 on the Wild Atlantic Way between Fulcarra and Dunfanaghy, people have defaced the house with various slogans and graffiti. It has been fixed up by local people over the last number of years, but it has become that regular that the council need to step in and they need to take measures to fix the house and to get rid of the graffiti that is constantly strewn across the house. I have asked the council to step in and do this. They are reluctant in doing so. And the point that I was making was that we are spending so much money in Donegal from Donegal County Council in tourism and increasing the amount of tourists that come to our county. But when there's something glaringly obvious and off-putting to tourists in an area, the council seem to be reluctant or standoffish from dealing with it or tackling it. This would be quite cheap in the overall scheme of things for the council to paint a house that's along the Wild Atlantic Way whereby there's nobody living in it. And I am asking the council, and indeed have instructed them, to act as quickly as they possibly can to get this matter solved and resolved so that when the tourist season, which is quickly coming upon us, it does arrive, that this house and the graffiti that welcomes people, whether they're coming to Fulcarra or Dunfanaghy, is got rid of, and that a more appealing and welcoming frontage is afforded to people travelling along the Wild Atlantic Way in West Donegal.
Is this not an issue also for the Gardaí there in the locality to maybe perhaps find who has carried out this graffiti?
Well, it may well be, but indeed that's a separate case because the Gardaí can investigate as to who carried out the graffiti or who painted on this house, and they can follow it up on an ongoing basis. But the Gardaí don't have a role in actually painting or in putting the house back into what would be deemed as an acceptable standard. I think the council have the role in that. The council are the main authority in regards to tourism in the county, and I think they have to step up to the plate and they have to show some initiative. And I am asking for them to paint this house or for them to do something that would make it more appealing and, I suppose, less noticeable and less intrusive on the eye, particularly in a tourist location such as West Donegal. We are fighting and battling all the time to get tourists into our area. And when they do come in, we don't want them, I suppose, welcomed with something like a building that is graffitied and that looks out of place, particularly in a rural setting and particularly in a setting that is so iconic for tourists where it is located along the N56.